Oh, anyway. But take this mantra, everything will be converted into your friend. Such a change will come. One letter by Ikomopi Okkharam, just the Guru Shishi Nivedai. Ribbang Nasti Tadra Bang Jaddatta Sa Arini Bhavet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Guru Bodh. What's the time? 9:25. 9:25. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhaish.
Maharaj, can you tell us something about Dwarka? Dwarka.
Dwarka is the position of Krishna. Is above Ajodhya and between Ajodhya and Mathura. Vaikuntha Janitu Vara Madhupuri. Lakshmi Narayan is in Vaikuntha, in the plain of worshipping in a, is, with splendor and the grandeur, Dakshinarayan. Ajodhya is better than that, Vaikuntha, Dakshinarayan. Why? In Dakshinarayan, in Vaikuntha, no father, no mother, or neither of Narayana nor of Lakshmi Devi. They are at the extremity, not in the center. The Vatsalya Rasa Sadhvis, Vatsalya Rasa, Sakkha Rasa, Madhura Rasa, in the real sense, may not be found there. So half rasa, half type of rasa to be experienced there. Rasu Visha, Rasa Amitamurti, Rasa Sarup Bhagavan, Satchit Anandam, the Ananda Muttiman. But this variegated nature of Ananda is not to be found in Vaikuntha. So if we go to Ramchandam and Ajodhya, we find Vatsalya Rasa there. But Madhura Rasa is not distributed there extensively. Ekapatni Dhar Sita only, Ramchandra's affectionate wife. And Niti, the pressure of law is there. Ramchandra under the pressure of law, narrowed down. From there we will have to Dwarka. There also we find that Krishna in different rasa is being worshipped. The devotees have got a broader chance of serving him in different ways. And he is more free, not a prey in the hand of the laws of the world. Raja Prakriti Ranjana, that he is to sacrifice even his heart and the truth to the false opinion of his subjects. So there's more free there in Dwarka, and we can serve that free master, and the prospects are also variegated nature and extensive. From there we have to come to Mathura, Mathura Mandal Vrindavan. The Krishna there we find more comprehensive, more free autocrat, and free from the contamination of the grandeur and politics, all these things. Vidagdha Madhav and Dvalita Madhav. More given to conjugal life. then the state politician, we find Krishna in Vrindavan, and more accessible. And the intense transaction of love and affection predominating in that place, and the full pipe rasa can be sought and get, of course, of serving attitude there, and this is very extensive, the distribution of that. And he is in full youth, and the rising youth, that is the highest position of energy of any type, and that of Prida, and something is added there as Parokya. Parokya, that not in my position, not belongs to me, with couched with this sentiment. My son, but there is some doubt. Some say, no, he is not your son, to Yashoda. And there's the consort food also, not their own lawful husband. But the patin patinang palamang parastha, is the husband of the husband, the master of the master, master of all. To have connection with that, and still a shadow is maintained that he is not your lawful master. So very, very rare, the meeting would be very rare, and pressed by so many unfavorable circumstances. Only heart's connection whenever meeting the most intensified, because their meeting is very rare, and they are also blamable by the society and also by the scripture. Still, can't help. So most intense, and the purest of the pure affection, only love, even crossing all the opinions of the existence. Of the higher, lower, everyone. So, Bhagavata says, Mahaprabhu says, Goswami, they, with scientific arguments, they are proving that this sort, the love is most intensified only under this condition, and deeply that is connected with the Lord, we can gain, we may be the gainer in the highest sense. Highest degree, that is in this way. That is in Vrindavan also there is gradation. In Vrindavan, in Madhura Rasa, there are many, in Rasalila, etc. That is also a general position. Then selected group in Govardhana, that is greater. There wider expression of the heart to heart in Govardhana. And in Radha Kunda, that is the highest position. When only the Radharani with his own group, confidential group, he approaches to serve Krishna. And the Krishna is in his full-fledged love, comes to cooperate with her service, to his service. In this way, the development in the theistic area has been shown to us. And we are to, fortunate enough, we can appreciate in our gradual process these things given by Mahaprabhu in Bhagavatam and in Goswami Shastra. If one has got Shraddha, faith, sincere, then they can appreciate and understand and the feel and the hope for realization of such acme of one's prospect. Vaikuntha janitu bara madhupuri tatrapi rasotsavat vrindaranyam Udarupani Ramana Tatrapi Gubadhana Radha Kundamihapi Gokulapati Premamata Pravanat Kurjatasya Vidata TV Vidina Sivan Konakonko. The shloka is there. Degradation, hierarchy, how things are developing. Satchit Ananda, then Ananda. Ananda also develops in this way. Self-giving, according to the degree of self-surrendering, one can hope to attain the highest quality of taste of the love in Krishna, in the absolute rasa. According to the degree of surrendering. The surrendering is reaches the highest quality when he crosses, when it crosses the all the environment opposition come out of the environment. And even from the ordinary objection of the so-called good association, just like Shastra, and the Samaj, the guardians, the family, Vedushar, they also cannot appreciate their support, rather their of enemic nature, crossing all those to surrender to whom? Not ordinary men, but that to the center of the center. Adherence, crossing all sorts of considerations of laws and rules, free surrender to the highest center. Faithfulness to show faithfulness to the king, even crossing the laws of the country. There is a law, but if anyone crossing the law, existing law, does some service to the king, then he is considered to be in the highest confidential circle. Agyāviva gunāṁ dosāṁ mayādhiṣṭhāṁ apiṣyatāṁ dharmāṁ saṁtajya jasatvāṁ māṅghali sata sattamā. He is the best of the devotee who the laws in the Shastra I have given for general person, but who can cross so-called laws that are meant only for the general public and comes to me at the risk of the violator of the law, comes to my service, he is considered to be the highest type of servitor. That king is above the law. The Lord, Supreme Lord, is above the law. Law meant only for the ordinary type of people. Law is necessary. Nor when normal thinking, there is no necessity of law. In a family, there is generally no law. But when the unity of the family decays, then necessity of law. So also, law means a vitiated plane. Law is necessary. In the plane of affection, no necessity of any law. Law. So after crossing, without caring any law, law only binds us so that we may not go led, we may not be led astray. But when I want to go to the good side, then law should help me. And law has got also its limit of jurisdiction. And even crossing that, I shall go to my Lord, to my Master. Why should come any law? Law will come to excite me, my service, to impress me in the service of my Lord. That is helpful to them. Automatic attraction, the innermost attraction for the highest purity That is the highest qualification, automatic qualification. Does not want any recognition from the outside people. That is its own reward. The internal highest attraction, the intense, most intense attraction for the truth, for the absolute good, that is its own certificate. It does not want any certificate from the outside. It's independent. But it must be for the absolute good, that is to be one from all along, from the dual. By that, progress is good, but progress in the wrong direction is not good. Progress in the right direction, that is appreciable, that is good, that is wholesome. Progress towards the absolute, that should be of absolute nature, not dependent of anything else. That is quite pretty. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Gaur Hari, Gaur, Gaur. Nidhai Gaur Hari, Gaur, Nidhai Gaur Hari, Gaur. Any question?
I had one question about Jaya and Vijaya.
Jaya and
Vijaya.
Jaya Vijaya. Jaya
Vijaya. Because they are
outside. That is that Vaikuntha Dar, that is a vulnerable position in itself already. One thing.
Yeah.
And more than that, even in Goloka we find they are casting curses to one another and they're coming down here, it is mentioned in Purana. There's a play that should be taken as play. Ahir iva gatit prema. But there's no venam. That's as in a drama, in a play, one is abusing another, another is killing, but also only lila. It is like that in the highest plane. These things, but no venom. All enjoyment. Like a drama.
My question.
Producing enjoyment. Drama is meant to produce enjoyment. And the feeling of misery, that is also maybe enjoyable. You see, our sweetest songs are those that tell of saddest things. So we can enjoy the painfulness also. Someone in innocently but falling, suffering from some pain, we enjoy. We enjoy. Because it is backed by morality or goodness, then we enjoy. There's so much painfulness, so much misery, but the background is a religious one. It's truth. Suffering for the truth. Suffering for the country's God, as we generally think. We appreciate. There's so much suffering for the good of the many, for the good of the country. We enjoy. And sometimes we are enticed to take that position. That's the best sort of suffering I want. Suffering for such good cause. I want that suffering. I want to partake that, share, to be a sharer. So there is some underlying happiness. Otherwise, why one feels a tendency to share the joy of a suffering person? Because backed by truth. So whatever is to be found in the plane of Vaikuntha, the joy is there. Because it's the perfect plane. Everything is so. So, just as drama is shown for the gratification of all, so also that dynamic, automatic dynamic movements in the lila, or the producing happiness, of different types, variety, even variety, not always eliminatable. There's a little pungent we want to taste. Sometimes it seems a little bit more, but still we can't leave it. So similar things. But ultimately it produces happiness. Happiness. Sceneries, painful sceneries can produce happiness. Here, there, of no question, all happiness. And the question of joy be joy, there in just in the bhaj, in the gate of Vaikuntha. And they came and their reinstation was guaranteed. That is also a part of Leela. No harm. We may not be apprehended. We may have no apprehension that our safety is in danger. If from the gate of Vaikuntha one may be enticed, there is some room of retaliation. So how that can be a prospect for us all? No such apprehension is to be made there. The guardian's vigilant eye is there. So to endanger oneself under the vigilant guide of the guardian, eye of the guardian, is no painful. That comes within the jurisdiction of Leela, and not karma, not action, not enjoying or suffering, above that. There is a stage of feeling which is above enjoyment and suffering. They're gone, just as in the drama. Leela, that is Leela. Not for necessity, but automatic. That we may stop here today.
Trust with confidence that I may
go with faith, with much repentance, and to accept another. Accept all of that. Hare Krishna. Then there should other considerations there may be. They pressed by, influenced by friends. I had to do what propaganda or tactical propaganda. Made me to submit to such a place. I could not get sufficient time to judge for my own benefit. Abruptly, anyhow, it happened. There may be so many things to consider, but on the whole, it is not a very happy thing. And I should be blamed for that. My faith, my previous karma, sukriti or anything that took me to a place to give the highest respect, and now I find that she should not be given any respect. He will be held responsible, but the disciple will be mainly responsible, his fate, his fortune, is exploited in such a wrong way. He should have to repent for that, and not to believe his own self so abruptly. Why I was led to such a position? That is very unfortunate, the most unfortunate. that he was misled, if it is to be considered like that. The very subtle and the very delicate point is concerned. The most delicate point, rather, there in the progress of one's spiritual life, such as a great disaster, may not come anywhere, everywhere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Vidayushat. Gaur Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur. Vidai, Vidai. What is your letter? Vidai. Within his staff, assistant?
Within his staff, right, ladies.
And he's an American.
Yes, yes,
And gold, holy gold. The holy name Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned about the to give up one's present guru and to take up to select another. Do you know that? Have you come to come across to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you got Harinam Chintamani with you?
I have it not with. I have it at the place where we are staying. Yes, I have a copy. I can bring that sometime.
You have to show to him. He was asking a question in connection with that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram.
Jaya Dvaita Maharaj also, he feels very warm. He has a very warm, compassionate attitude towards all of the devotees. And he is very, he speaks very highly of you.
How he come to know about me? How
well,
does he come?
I played some tapes in Vrindavan to him.
Tapes.
And also, Bhakti Charu Maharaj brought him here. This past festival. Maharaj? This Prapanna Jivanamrita, was it published by our Srila Prabhupada previous to his going to America?
Of course. Prapanna Jivanamrita long before.
Long before.
Long before. It was published remember exactly, but 43 or 44, for that. Okay. And the Madan's mother, he paid up the money for that.
Madan?
Yeah, Pishima.
Oh, Pishima.
Pishima paid for that. The whole payment was made by her. Okay. I think this is all I did. Go with her, you go.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Our Srila Prabhupada, he helped print it in Calcutta? What part did he play in having it printed? What part did he play? How did he help in printing the book?
In which way did Swami Maharaj participate to print your book?
This book?
Yes.
No, he had no connection at that time with the book. I was living in a hut there. As at present, the cooking room, the kitchen, there was a hut, cottage. I was living there. And one boy came from Khulna district. He helped me a great deal for the compilation of this book. And mostly, I had to deliver to publish this book, and then two or three more gentlemen lived at that time with me. One Singhananda Brahmachari and another Ashram Maharaj. And it was published in 43 or 4, and they left me by 49, 49. Collection. Compilation by myself, and that boy helped me in copying the sloka. And for the printing matter, Radnishinananda Brahmachari, he took some pains to print the press work and proofreading. The Swakti Maharaj also helped in proofreading. He was a good reader, the Sauti Maharaj. He's still living in Jhalgam. He's a good scholar in Sanskrit also. Books, all Sanskrit, few. Sri Krishna Sangita, Tattva Sutram, Amnaya Sutram, but not with Tika, commentary. Jayapataka Maharaj not returned from America till now? Have you got any?
I have one question.
One question.
I was reading that the devotee who is not perfectly pure, he can attain the pole star or Dhruva Loka planet. And then it stated in Bhagavatam, I believe, that Dhruva Maharaj became a perfect devotee, and that the Dhruva Loka is supposed to be a spiritual planet within the material universe. So I want to know, what is the nature of the devotional service? What level of purity or what level of devotional service is there in the Dhruva Loka planet?
What is this question?
Griha she grahate ki rakam seva kora hoy ki rakam sadhana dekha jaye ani jiga se puchhe.
That cannot be a very the service of very higher type. What we find, what stage of devotion we find in Dhruva, we may expect that sort of service is being rendered there in Dhruva Loka. But when we have to calculate according to degree, of intensity or from the standpoint of quality, the bhakti of Dhruva, that was considered to be lower in comparison with that of Prahlada. Dhruva, he had some object when ordinary aspiration or worldly things. Or when he enters into bhajan. But that filth was eliminated at last. But that is the stage of a beginner in Shuddha Bhakti, not of the very higher stage. Sthana vidashi tapasi sthituham tan plattamam deva munindra gucham kacham vichinnam avidipparatnam samin kajatsushmi varamna jati. When he began his renunces to satisfy Narayana, according to the advice of Nahadevashi Narada, his motive was to get back the kingdom of his father. But Dhruva says, when I found you just before me, I felt such a charm of your personality that no longer I have got any aspiration or any kingdom, etc. Because I came to search for some glass, and now I have fortunately got some gem, some diamond. So I no longer want to that glass for which I began my penances. So he was reckoned as a devotee of Narayana. But maybe classed to that of Santa Rasa, no trace of service of any clear type is seen in his life. Prahlad also says that I am also engaged in Shanta Rasa. The next higher is manifested from Hanumanji, Dasya Rasa. Then Sakya Rasa and others upwards. So Dhruva Maharaj, he is a novel devotee of Santa Rasa, the beginner's class. So there, under his influence, the bhakti, another devotion's first stage is to be found there. We can expect such thing. Hare Krishna. You follow?
Yes.
Maharaj,
You
had once said that if we accept Krishna, then automatically we must accept Balaram, we must accept Radharani, and so many other personalities. So, if we accept our guru, Srila Prabhupada, then it seems very natural that we would accept his close associates also. I was hoping maybe you could elaborate on that.
But the associates, maybe are different classes. Eternal associates, and also beginners from this life. So, a degree of affinity towards him, accordingly, they will be classified. The associates should be considered to be associates so long as he is within the bound of his attraction, his affection. And when his associates sin to deviate from that position, they should be helped. And in spite of that, if they go away, they should be rejected. It is a living thing, not a dead one. But generally we shall try to maintain this, that he has got his associates and he is full one with them. That should be our nature of thinking. But if we find, unfortunately, the associates are being dissociated in quality, then to maintain the real high position of Guru as well as our purity of our faith, we have to deal accordingly. The principle is great, he has come with a mission, and that mission, that is the center to measure him. That test should be put here and there, and those that pass that test, they will be thought otherwise, the whole thing may be rotten. The associates, the eternal associates, no deviation can be expected there. But temporary associates, the newcomers, there may be some defects, and we shall do justice to that, looking at the real ideal for which Guru Maharaj came here to save us. That should be our position. Am I clear?
That's my
Guru Maharaj means something. The son, he came what for? What to give? And if we can realize his gift, for which we have all come around him, then according to the degree of that gift, the greatness of the gift, we shall regulate our behavior amongst us. Whom to be kind and whom to show devotion, veneration, affection. In these ways, we will be adjusted among his paraphernalia. Someone we are to revere, someone we are to be kind, Some we are of the same rank. In this way we shall mix. The standard will be his advice, his words, his instructions, and his ideal. That will be the standard of our behavior. It is a living thing, not a dead one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. Lord.
Maharaj,
he came to open our eyes, to see things for our own. Huh? Yes?
It seems that you had described once before that as the quality increases, then the quantity will decrease.
This is a general law.
General law.
Denotation increases and connotation decreases. Connotation increases, denotation decreases. Mm-hmm. Manushyanam swastheshu kacchi jatati usiddhai jatatam usiddhanam muktanam usiddhanam narayan parayanam sudhulava prasantam koti shabhi maham.